The Crosstalk Unhinged podcast is brought to you by BlueChew.com. Get the chewables that give you the confidence you need and the performance you both want when it's time to have fun. BlueChew.com, promo code unhinged.
Yeah, Merc, I can hear you.
Here's a little story I like to tell about four bad brothers you know so well. They had a little segment back in history with Carmel, Yurko, Wild Ol', and Sylvie. That's right, motherfuckers, Crosstalk is back. But you can only hear it if you have this app. ESPN 1000 Chicago, look under Wild Ol' and Sylvie, or Carmel and Yurko. Uncut, uncensored, and never discreet. You will like this as much as Carmel likes feet. 30 minutes of talking shit amongst friends. Crosstalk unhinged. Let the show begin.
What the fuck is the button you just hit?
I think that's the second time I've done that in the last 3 weeks. That
I think it's a, you know what it is?
Amateur move.
It is. Would you just become French? I think it is the studio change is what it is.
You think so?
You love this studio up here, don't you, Carl?
I love this studio. Sylvie
and I don't speak for you. I love being downstairs. The studio.
Too many distractions downstairs.
Oh, that's not distractions. Yeah, keeps you on your toes.
Yes.
You get the good kid cheering on people walking by.
He clapped for someone yesterday.
Yeah. That's true. I like it up here. I like it's spacious, and I don't know. I like it up here.
Are you a little claustrophobic downstairs?
A little bit. Yeah. That's probably it. Like, it's a little tight, a little claustrophobic, especially when we're all in there together.
About the musk of a good kid?
I don't mind the
after
musk
a night of drinking.
Yeah, you know what he smells of often is Tide. He's a big fabric softener guy.
Really?
You've never noticed that from Yurko?
Not really.
Yurko's got fresh. Like he does laundry well, I believe.
Yeah.
I've smelled him worse, but more often than not, believe it or not, he smells like fabric softener.
Yeah, you know.
Or like Tide or something.
He emits a pleasant odor, honestly, which is surprising maybe to some.
It is amazing the odor that is attached to people. Like, I think the young males in different places I've been, they all smell like Axe body spray.
Right.
Axe, I could see that.
Like, it's unbelievable. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's not like older guys like us.
Yeah. Well, I did get in, though, on the ground floor of Axe.
Yes,
when Axe
you
first
did years
got,
ago.
I was
you were
heavy,
big on that. Yeah.
I was big on Axe. Well, what year was that? Like, maybe
2005, I was going to say.
Yeah. 05, 06.
Yeah.
You've graduated.
I'm like, ooh, what's this?
Yeah. Axe body spray. What's used to
this?
Just, like, all
yeah.
over.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Spray. Yeah.
Spray
on your balls.
Spray it on your balls.
Sure, why not?
Really? You don't spray anything on your balls?
Do you guys? Oh, I use the stuff from Manscaped. I do. A
little nut butter?
Well, that's ball balm. Yeah.
It's like ball balm and bronzer. Yeah, I put it on my balls.
Time out. Bronzer? Oh, sure.
You're not bronzing your balls.
What are you talking about?
What's in the package that the lawnmower 4.0 package? Comes in the whole package.
Right. You just think it's a bronzer, though.
It's like a ball toner. Right.
And a ball refreshener?
Right. Okay. But not a ball bronzer.
There's no reason for your balls.
Yeah. All right. I was wrong. It's whatever it is, I use it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then maybe, dip it in some liquid bronze at some point.
Yeah.
You can bronze it. I don't know.
Why do you want to
bronze? A gold member. Who knows?
The other distinct smell is, what is it about? Like, my dad's that way. I love my dad. He's my favorite place on earth. But the old smell is just...
There's an old smell.
Is it from the breath? Where does it come from?
No,
where does the old man smell come from?
It's more like a product that they use.
It's just kind of like when you get older, you get more musty smelling.
Their hair product?
Yeah, hair product.
It's like really old school. Like, I had a professor who I liked a lot, but he used the old... What was the old...
Brill cream.
A little dabble.
It like smelled like just old man-ish.
Or when they use old spice aftershave. You know, it's got a very old man sort
maybe
of
when you get older,
smell.
You're not as vigorous with your showering.
And you just
maybe
have an
that's
odor
what
about
it is.
You.
I don't know. I don't know what it is. But don't you, I mean, like, I hate to, you know, but like as we get older, I think our smell changes.
I don't know.
That's probably science. You're probably right.
Yeah. When you walk into a home of older people,
you're going to already smell it.
Yes.
It's very true.
We were talking about our grandparents the other day and the plastic.
Oh, yeah.
When I was very fortunate that I had a great grandma for a lot of years. She lived until I was about 30.
Wow.
So she was 100. Wow. She was born in 1898 and she lived, I believe, till 2000 or 2001.
Those are good genes.
Incredible.
It's incredible, isn't it? And her house smelled like mothballs. Yeah. It was like, did they used to keep the mothballs in the closet?
Sure. So the clothing, right?
Right. So that's what it was. It was mothballs. So moths wouldn't come into
moths don't come in and
your closet and eat holes in your clothing.
Can you imagine putting mothballs? And it's got a, it's an awful smell.
Funky. It's not a good smell.
No. And yeah, there's just like, there's a certain scent that permeates the home. And, you know, you walk in and you go, old people.
And it's warm.
It smells like gravy, doesn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. My grandma's basement did.
I mean, tell you something. My mother-in-law, my father-in-law's house, you would walk in.
Smell like food.
Oh, my God. Yeah. It was like, it was unbelievable.
Baked bread and marinara sauce.
Yes.
It's pretty good.
It was unbelievable. I like to go to their house just to smell what they had cooked the night before.
I smell of garlic frying in oil. It's delicious. Awesome.
I think the old people like it warmer, too.
Oh,
so I think that a warmer house creates more of a body odor.
It was 80 plus.
A funky body.
80 plus in my mom and dad's house in Tennessee.
That's what
the entire time I was there, because they wouldn't turn on the air conditioner.
Yes, right, right.
Hey, Mom, it's 95 fucking degrees with humidity through the roof right now. Can we turn on the air?
It's brutal. They probably
they got the windows
when
open.
When they turn it on, they set it at like 78.
Yeah.
Or, you know, and it's like, ooh, it's
what's
brutal.
Your bedtime temperature?
72.
I'm at a 71 right now. I went down a degree this year.
I keep it at 74, but my house heats oddly and cools oddly, yes.
I keep both. It's set at 70, upstairs and downstairs at 72.
I go 70, 71 at night, and then when we leave in the morning, I'm up at 75.
Well, that 72 all day long, especially in these
days. It's tough these times of year.
That'll kick you right in the wallet.
Yeah, yeah. I'll adjust it a little bit. On like days like today, you're right. You adjust it and kick it up a little bit. But at nighttime, I got to have it cool. I can't sleep otherwise.
Oh, right. Yeah, at night when you're
there.
Are
you a naked sleeper?
Bach, just underwear or
no
shorts.
Shirt?
Short, no
shirt.
Really? I wear a t-shirt. No, I wear a t-shirt and just underwear.
I even sleep in a shirt in the winter. Just a pair of shorts, athletic shorts. Yeah, that's it. Even in the wintertime. Yeah, no shirt for me. They say, I read a thing that said you should sleep naked because your body is supposed to be cool.
Cap wrote that article.
Yeah, it was Cap.
Not your wife.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, not my wife. She would definitely, no. I read it somewhere.
I couldn't
that they
do it because my dog sleeps like right next to me as well.
But it was something about like optimizing, you want your body to be cooler because it helps optimize your sleep at night.
Right.
And that you should have the least amount of clothing on as possible.
Really? Even,
I read that somewhere. Ask Danny Zetterman. He knows. I always say that anytime it's like health and well-being.
Yeah. Hey, honey. Yeah. This book I read told me that I need to be naked all day walking through the house.
I'm not a naked guy anyway. No, I'm not comfortable naked.
Can I give a shout out? Because we're not going to crosstalk on the air today.
Speaking of crosstalk,
Unhinged is what we're going to get. Like walking, it was quite intimidating yesterday as I went to Spears. I thought like it would just be like a table or two of like
which Carm was holding court,
right? Yeah. Where he was holding court, maybe a few flights of whiskey and stuff like that. They had this room. You walk in, and it's room, and everybody is paying attention. And he's Professor DeFalco at the front.
That's right.
And the people were happy, and they were. It was an incredible sight to see.
That's whiskey.
All the years I've known Carm, I've never seen an event quite like
this. How much of it is bullshit, or how much of it is 100% knowledge of the world of whiskey?
No, I don't think any of it's bullshit. No. I didn't listen to a lot of it. Because my kids were trying to interrupt everything.
Yeah. The memory.
They came in like a tropical storm,
cheering on the Packers. You know, those two. They're like, come on, you like the Packers? What's wrong with you?
They
go
were
Packers.
Attacking our boss. I mean, they were rubbing his head.
Yeah.
They were yelling at him. They were climbing on him. They were telling him that he's bald.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
did
what?
They give him the Theo treatment?
It was like Theo didn't get it as badly even as Keith got it yesterday.
Wow, yeah.
Like they were, my wife was quite embarrassed.
Oh,
like she was like, these kids are, they got to learn. Because we're really big on the manners.
The two of you are responsible for it.
I know. I know.
So, Carm,
always great.
When did you learn? Where did you learn? I know your dad was in the business, but where did you learn all the particulars?
I just have liked it for so long. I don't even know where to say. I mean, I've read some books about the history of whiskey and bourbon, specifically in America. I don't know. When you like something so much, I think we all do it. You start to geek out on it a little bit, right? And it's just one of those things that. I've been drinking it so long, and you just accumulate knowledge about it. I've been to Kentucky. I've been to distilleries in Ireland. You learn when you're around there, you hear these people talk and master distillers talk, or if you've ever been on a guided tour, you just sort of start to learn and understand.
And there's a large group of people out there interested. Oh, like as you said, the place jammed.
This is like what's happened in the world of whiskey is incredible. I mean, it's as popular as probably it's ever been.
What did I drink last night? Was that, were those Rye. Manhattans?
Oh, yeah, the cocktails? Old fashioned.
Old fashioned. Yeah. I always get mixed up between a Manhattan and an old fashioned. What's the difference again?
Well, Manhattan has vermouth in it, and it's going to be a darker color normally because you're adding sweet vermouth. Old fashions are very simply the whiskey, the spirit, either the bourbon or rye, simple syrup, and then orange bitters and
that was good.
Old fashioned bitters. That's
so that's what I had. The old fashioned. I had a couple of them.
Yeah, delicious.
It was quite good.
Yeah.
And did you start climbing on Keith and rubbing his head too? Then
I did not. No. Keith came up to me today, and our boss, and he said, "Sorry, I didn't say goodbye." And I go, "I know why you fucking didn't say goodbye. My kids drove you up the fucking wall."
That's it. I'm ducking.
They like to
be
contrarians too, don't they?
Oh my God! I'm telling you, with the Packers,
just
I'm like,
everything.
You guys, what's the matter with you,
Merck? You witnessed it too. I turned to Merck. Merck's in the other room, and I said, "Now you fucking know why I'm so tired all the time."
Oh my God!
And Merck goes, so "Yeah, you're right.
They're still young, and I know."
Weren't you surprised? Were you surprised by their demeanor?
I was surprised. Really? It was nonstop too. There wasn't a second of
a lot of energy. God bless him. Braxy was showing me his baseball swing.
Because he had his uniform on, he was wearing his spikes, and Braxy's not good with knowing his space, understanding his space. So he just kept spiking me with his...
Oh, my God.
You should put him in the room with
shoes.
Greg Morin.
That's a good call.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know
see who comes out. You needed spikes. I thought that was maybe...
Well, thank you, wear baseball cleats.
Yeah. I think their traction's better. Yeah. Not spikes. It's like the cleats.
Rubber. Do you teach him how to come in spikes up?
No.
Because he would love to come in spikes up on a second base.
He doesn't run as hard as you think. It's the one thing that drives me crazy. They still don't really know about running hard. Yeah, they're hitting the pitching. It's coach pitch now.
That's right. He's coach pitch.
He's not coach pitch. It's still technically T-ball, but most of the kids, this is the last.
All right. Okay.
This is the last quarter for T-ball. Then they move into coach pitch. So the coaches are basically pitching.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah.
And Braxy could hit, and he could field. He really could field.
Good.
He just doesn't run. Yeah. He like trots, and I'm like, fucking run.
Run, you got that?
Run.
That's he's young. I mean,
let's go.
Fucking run. Got another Marv Marinovich over here.
I don't like Durkin. Durkin was in the field. We were playing Dan Durkin's team, who big Bears guy.
Is Dan filming it so he can break it down later?
Dan, you know it. And Dan loves to coach the kids.
Yeah.
He's coaching the other team, and so he's in the field with the kids. That's what the coaches do.
Yeah.
When your team's in the field, you kind of
tell
them to get the right instruction.
I remember those days.
And I told him Braxy was trotting, and they only could go one base at a time.
Yeah.
So he went like a trot from first to second, a trot from second to third. So Dan was on the left side of the infield. Braxy was on third. I go, Dan! I go, tell him to run home. So he goes, Braxy, I'll race you home right when it's hit.
Smart.
And so
Braxy turned around and ran to your house.
That's smart. I like that. So. I remember those days being in the field with the kids. Man, it's crazy.
Last night, my youngest, I had to go pick her up at the airport, brought her home, and I went to bed about 9:30, 10 o'clock, and I just told her, when you come back home, just lock the door.
That's it? That's your life now.
That's my life.
You were in bed early. No wonder why you didn't. I texted you.
I had to go pick up my daughter at the airport. I didn't even get back from the airport until 7:30.
I texted you that Roadhouse was on.
Oh, yeah.
But I think you were already sleeping, maybe.
No, I answered you later. I was watching The Wire.
Oh, that's right. You did.
I was watching The Wire.
Right. He's a power. No one power watches like Waddle.
I know. I'm impressed.
Power watcher.
I'm through season 2, episode 3.
Wow, damn, you're flying through it. Look at you.
I've given myself a month to get through.
Kids are gone.
I quit parenting several years ago.
Exactly.
We
got a while.
It is so much fun. But
we got a ways to go. That place, by the way, last night, that Spears place, you guys were telling me.
Really good.
Really good. Our next one is going to be there again in August. We'll be back there. And you talked about that. I mean, they have a bourbon tasting room. They're pretty serious.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a great selection of whiskey. They've got a single barrel program,
right.
I noticed, where they do their own picks from a lot of the distilleries, and they sell those. They've got a retail license, so that's nice.
That's great.
The food was good.
Right.
It was very good. I was impressed.
The old manager, Waddle, who used to take care of us at Twin Peaks, which was right across the street, Twin Peaks closed 3 years ago. He's now over Tall guy with a beard.
Yes, good dude.
And what a great guy. Yeah. Big Waddle and Sylvie fan, big fan of the station.
Yep.
And he was there
yesterday. Twin Peaks go away altogether?
Well, yeah, they closed, just the one in Wheeling.
They closed a lot of their locations around the country. There are two still in Chicago. We do a lot of shows over there.
The one in Downers, right?
There's Oak Brook Terrace.
Oak Brook and Warrenville,
and there's
right?
Warrenville. But they closed. They had one in Wheeling.
Where's the one we used to do shows at?
You've done probably Wheeling. You've probably done Oak Brook Terrace.
Oak Brook Terrace, yeah.
That one's still open.
We were just there, too, like in the spring.
They had four. They knocked it down to two. I think a private equity group went in and bought, and
when the pandemic hit, it whacked them.
And they closed two of them.
What did Yurko call them? What is that?
Restaurants.
Restaurants. It's known in the industry as the restaurants.
I think it is. He's like amongst.
What's the good kid doing today? He's playing in a golf event.
He's got an 18-hole event. Ryder Cup format, 18 holes, 10 teams of two, I think he said. They got, this is league play. This is the Alice Cooper League. Alice Cooper's such a big golfer, and they like Alice Cooper. They call it the Alice Cooper League. And Alice Cooper's head is their logo. These guys are they're animals. I told you.
I would love to spend 24 or 48 hours with him in his own environment see what it is.
It's special. Normally it's nine holes, but today they had an 18-hole event. That's why we switched and we did the morning show.
The last Carmen event that we had for Bourbon and Bacon. Mm.
The live event?
The last one
at Benny's?
Before, yes.
The 2019.
The last one before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Is when I hung out with the Bambich brothers.
Oh, boy, yeah.
And it was something to behold.
Oh, it's eye-opening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, those guys, you want to stay on those guys' good
of
side.
Course. Oh, yeah, I would.
Those guys, they could be your best friends.
We did a show in Northwest Indiana pre-pandemic, too, and the Bambich boys were there, friends of Yurko's. They're steel magnates. I mean, they've got too much money, too much time, and they like to have too much fun. But one of them puts tally marks for every shot he does. Remember, Merck?
I've got a picture of it, yeah.
And I mean, by the
end... Where does he put the tally mark?
On his stomach. And he's a rather beefy gentleman.
Marker?
With the Sharpie. By the end of our show, and I'm guessing this was a noon to two slot, probably. By 2:30, probably by the time we were signing off with you guys doing Crosstalk, I'm guessing there
20,
were
25 50, in.
Oh, maybe I was going to say 17, 18 tally marks. No, maybe 20
coming
tally
up,
marks.
20 shots.
With his pen to knock another one off.
Yeah, and he's giving me, and he goes, mark one down. And I'm drawing on this guy's stomach. I mean, this is, you talk about being with Yurko and his buddies.
So is this what, to show off or so he can keep track?
Kind of like stacking your beer cups a little, I don't know, a little bit of both, maybe to know when it was time to go
home. But
Johnny
doesn't do that.
No. But still,
he
if you're in the
environment. He just sits back and narrates it
You
all.
Could see.
They look up, I mean, Yurko was like a proud papa that day. I mean, he loves that area.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. We were at, we did two shows out that way. We did our bar, we did 219, Social 219.
I always tell the story, Mark. No one is more proud of his own environment than the good kid. Oh. Like the one time that I was at his house, the tour that he gave us, you would think we were at the Smithsonian. The way he was taking us from room to room,
it is.
Telling me about the suits, telling me how this is a suit from Green Bay. This in the 90s, but remember, all the styles come back, so kid, this is going to be good one day. And I'm like, what the fuck are we doing?
Does he have any hidden rooms anywhere?
Where he's got the tanning bed. He shows you where the tanning bed is.
He's still getting the tanning bed?
He does. He's got a tanning bed. Then he shows you about his game balls, and then the Brett Favre jersey, and the Marino, and this jersey, and it's special.
I'm telling you, Netflix or E is missing out. A reality show on Yurko with his boys would just be.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, it'd be great.
So he got the tanning bed and the divorce?
Yeah, he kept it. He's got the tanning bed. He kept the tanning bed.
Was there a big fight over that one?
I don't think so. I think he used it more, and he loves that thing. He kept the tanning bed. Yeah. You go to his house, and he gives you the tour. Sylvie's right. I mean, he shows you the whole thing. I don't need to see
upstairs.
House. He'll show you the shower. This is where I shower. I don't need to see the upstairs. Yeah. Like, just, okay, you want to show me the house?
Does he keep it clean or is he?
He keeps it pretty clean. Okay. Yeah, he's pretty orderly.
Talk about the ride home from Canton.
No, everybody knows the ride home from Canton at this point, I think.
You went 110 miles an hour?
I've done like three trips there and back to Cleveland with Yurko. It's a lot.
It's a long time.
It's a lot of trips.
What is that? Is that a six-hour drive?
Five-hour drive. I mean, the ride home from Canton was legendary.
Do you remember the ride there in the van.
In the bus.
Which was legendary. But what did he take us, like 8 hours?
Well, that's because the driver was driving the speed limit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why.
And through construction, yeah. We had to...
It was like an 8 hour ride. It should take 5. It took about 8. It was brutal.
Remember, that was a good trip.
It was like so much fun for the first 5 hours, but yeah. After that, we're like, let's fucking get there already.
When we got off the bus, didn't we see Shaq? Shaq and I got a picture with him.
Jesse was waiting for us.
Jesse
greeted us first, right?
Sure.
I was the last one to check in. I look over to my left, and there's Shaq walking.
That's right, yeah. It was a great trip.
Going out to dinner with Jesse this weekend, and his wife, yeah. We get the sloppy seconds after Cam got up for the week.
Yeah, well, he's going to be ready to... I mean, please, change up the company a little bit.
Did you ever post the picture of Jesse?
No. Did you ask him if it was okay?
That's a little unflattering. I don't know if I would.
Well, yeah, that would be the fun, though, of posting it.
I understand.
Who wants to post a flattering picture of someone with no contacts? Just send it out.
But he didn't send you that. It, like, Cap did. If he sent it to you, I'd say fair game.
Did Jesse take any pictures of Cap?
I don't think so. I don't know.
What if I don't tweet it out and I just change my profile picture? To that picture.
I think it'd be funny.
I think it would be too.
Yeah.
What do you think? Jesse sent you that.
Jesse's a good sport times 10. Like, I don't think he'd be pissed.
The bad thing is, it's just an unflattering shot.
It's just unflattering. It was like if Cap looked at him and goes, hey, Jess, jump on that mat in the lake and do the most unusual or unflattering pose you possibly could.
Well, what's the point? When two guys are hanging out, I don't think Garfine was there yet. Maybe he was already there. This is Cap's lake house, as Jesse calls it. It's his burner house. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good line.
Burner house.
He's got a burner Twitter account and a burner house. And so Jesse's on this raft in this lake, and Cap, of course, has his phone while he's in the lake. Jesse! Let me get one of you. I got to send one to Sylvie.
Yeah, I don't know
why. I don't know what was the impetus for it. Just be thankful
you didn't get a picture of a hairy, shirtless Chuck Garfine the following day as
like,
well.
I wonder if Cap's the guy that's taking pictures at bachelor parties. Like, you know,
really?
What are you taking? The camera can go away for a few minutes for crying out loud.
When was the last time you went to a bachelor party?
Oh, God, I don't know.
We're out of that range.
I just had
the 10-year anniversary of my bachelor party.
Wow.
You know, because the wedding anniversary is in a couple weeks.
Yeah. I can't even, off the top of my head, Tommy, I can't even think of it. I don't know. I mean,
you don't miss them, do you? You find fun in other arenas.
No, yeah. I mean, it'd be fun if so, you know, no.
I have plans with a new dad friend up in the burbs where we've gone out with the wives, really good dude. We're going out together, just me and him for drinks and maybe a little food. And he was like, he's younger, of course. Yeah. Most of the dads are younger.
You got a mandate?
You got a mandate? Yeah, it's a mandate. I thought you said a young mandate.
You got a mandate.
Yeah, we're hanging out, you know, and he's
does he
like,
call you Big Papa?
He does not. Big Papa, that's so weird.
He is dad.
No nicknames in this relationship.
What do you call him?
I call him John.
Calls him the bear.
He's a Packer fan, but he grew up in Green Bay, this guy.
Fuck that date. You can't go on that date.
And anyway, he was like, hey, where should we go Friday? What if we could always start here and go from there? I go, dude, I'm 50. There is no go from there.
No, there's
we pick one fucking spot, and we sit, and we chill, and we drink, and we eat, and then I'm done. And then I'm going home.
There's no bouncing around, there's man. No, I don't know what you're thinking.
Like, it's like the bachelor party. Hey, we're going to go here, and then we're going to go there, and we're going to go there. I'm a one-destination dude these
days. I can't remember the
last
time I bounced from one place to the next.
Yeah, like, we need a change of scenery.
It doesn't happen very
like,
often.
I'm good here. I'm comfortable.
So what did you decide on, Hooters?
Somewhere in Highwood. We haven't truly decided yet. But he was like saying, let's go. And I go, and I said, texted him. I go, look, I'm 50. There's no more going from here places.
Unless you're like, the one thing I love about the West Loop now and what's happening there is, like, me and some buddies were at the Hoxton. We hit the
hotel?
We hit all three bars.
Right.
And that was fun.
In the same place.
Because you've got, what's the room? The Jungle Bird is the one downstairs, right?
Lady Bird. Is it Jungle Bird now?
Jungle Bird? Lady Bird? Maybe it is. Forgive me. I can't remember. One of those.
It's Bane's awesome. Spot. It's Kevin Bane, right.
It's awesome.
It is such a cool little lounge.
Then we went to the rooftop, which has a totally different vibe. Then we went to the lobby bar.
Right. And
then,
but like, you never left the hotel.
Never left the hotel. Right. It was fabulous. But we got drinks at three different places, and it was awesome.
Yeah.
But that's it. But like, and you can do that. But the idea that we're going to start bouncing around and traveling in this place and then that place, then we'll go to this, but forget it. The two fuckers.
You're going to Vegas.
I'm going to Vegas. Election. I'll bounce around a little in Vegas. But that's a Vegas weekend. You know, you muster up the energy for that. That I'll.
But
that
it's
I'm
you and Karen and other couples, right? Couples,
yeah.
That's a good trip to take with couples. I haven't done it for a long time.
See a show.
Where is it?
Vegas.
Vegas. Oh, Vegas.
Vegas. And I don't know if you guys know who Marshmello is, the DJ. The kids really like him. If you know, if you saw it, you'd probably know.
Okay.
Who, and you know some of his music. He's done with Bastille. I mean, he's got, he's one of these DJs that is.
He's got a marshmallow on his head, right?
He does.
These guys get paid a night?
I couldn't imagine, Sylvie. You're not doing this for $50,000. I mean, this is, you can't
this
imagine.
This is a six-figure job.
Easily. He's actually doing, the Saturday that we're there, he's doing the pool party at the Wynn. So that'll be fun. We'll see a couple other shows. We're going to dinner. There's a new place in the Wynn called Delilah that looks fucking fantastic. I can't wait. We've got reservations there one night. And so
it is
fun,
like a 2 or 3 day trip?
We're going Thursday, coming back Sunday.
Yeah.
It's great. I got to hit it.
Zip in, zip out.
I was just thinking about it the other day. What I regret that Saturday night. I didn't want to take too much charge. I picked the spot for Friday night dinner when we went for the Raiders game.
Oh, yeah.
And then we ended up at this really, that's supper club, whatever it was.
It wasn't in that bad.
It was pretty bad.
Yeah, I know. But for old guys like us, it's, you know, not. I didn't walk out of there going, this is the worst night I've ever had.
Next time I'm taking charge, Paul.
Yeah.
What did you say the cocktail bar was at the Hoxton?
Is it Jungle Bird?
So you said Jungle Bird.
I said Lady Bird.
It's Lazy Bird.
Lazy Bird. Okay, my bad.
We were both wrong.
Where did I get Jungle? I don't know. Lazy Bird is such a cool little spot downstairs in the Hoxton. And all the whole thing is cool. The roof
don't
is beautiful.
Don't they have vinyl? Don't they have music playing on vinyl?
They do.
And they
got just a killer like craft cocktail kind of vibe. And just the bartenders are all
it's
fabulous.
A pretty hopping spot over there, isn't it? The West Loop?
Fabulous. Yeah, it was really, it's a good time. So,
what do you, let's give a shout out to Blue.
Yeah, Blue Chew.
Blue Chew has doubled down on their belief in Crosstalk Unhinged.
Yeah.
So a special shout out to all the guys that we know and we have partnerships with.
And I'm hard for Blue Chew. Believing in us and sponsoring this.
Yes. Your Blue Chew. Guys, don't be ashamed. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. BlueChew.com. They're going to give you a free month supply, a whole month. Think about it. You do a lot of fucking with that free month, right, Merck?
Yeah.
Right, huh? All you got to do is pay the $5 shipping and handling. That's it. Just use the code unhinged at checkout, bluechew.com. I'm hard for the second half. The Sox played better. You know, it was a terrible start to that road trip, and they really bounced back. I'm hard for the second half, boys. I hope they hit it. Put it and go. Let's fucking get this thing going. And if they could get Juan Soto, I'd be on board. But I think that's a real, real long.
There's no chance.
What total should I? I was going to do a poll question today on our show on the White Sox second half win total. They've got 70.
They got 70.
Is the total 40?
Yeah.
Where would you put
they have
it?
The easiest schedule in the league, right?
Or something.
Now remember, we're dealing with Sox fans, so don't you want to maybe pump it up a little more to try to get equal?
Maybe say 39.5. Do people think they can go 40 and 30?
Okay, good. I like
39.5.
They're going to have to probably win 40, 41 games.
I don't know, Merck. I think 38 or 39 will probably do it, actually. So set it at 39.5.
So what, are they three back?
They're three back.
So if the Twins go 500, if they go 35 and 35, what do you have to do to get past them? You got to do
your two games
39,
better.
Right?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. They got six of their last nine are against the Twins. It could be a really interesting September.
That Twins team, to me, though,
I think they're beatable.
They're an average team.
They're an average team. If the Sox don't get to the postseason, it is strictly because of the Sox. Yeah. Because of the Guardians
Their bullpen doesn't blow me away. Their pitching in general. Arise and Buxton are terrific players. They really are.
But Buxton can go into a slump now and again.
But I mean, they're an average team. And you got to be better than them.
I'm not impressed with Rocco Baldelli as a manager either.
I like his beard and he's a paisan.
What? What'd you say?
Who follows Twins, do you?
Watching them
A lot of baseball.
I mean,
how dare you question
Waddle? Fucking Rocco Baldelli in game one or game two burned seven relievers in a four-game series.
He did. It's true.
Like, if we're going to get pissed off at Tony La Russa and call him out, like, I was watching
Rocco made the playoffs, not last year, but the year before they were.
They did. I think he's made it a couple
so
times.
So do the White Sox. Yeah. White Sox made the postseason last 2 years, too.
And we don't want to sing in the praises of Tony La Russa.
So Rocco's a manager. Wasn't he?
Yeah, but come on. We know that.
Tony is a Hall of Famer.
Don't you?
Can I not be critical of the Twins manager? Because I thought he was bad.
He makes a good meatball sandwich, though.
By the way, did you like the fact he didn't challenge that one play in the game?
See the play you're talking
about. Okay, so then, Merck, your fucking criticism is unwarranted because you didn't even see it.
What are you guys hard for?
I don't know if this makes sense.
Hard for Merck's criticism.
Because I know Waddle's probably going to be hard for football being back. I'm just hard in general about what the Hawks are doing. I don't know if that would be limp, but like I'm hot about it. I've got a raging hard on for what they've done to this organization. It's not in a good way. Very Does that bad. Make any
I,
sense?
I see what you're trying to say.
I'm hot about it. I'm furious.
I don't know you're hard
I'm
about it, but you're
pissed.
Hot about it. Yeah.
I could be angry and walk around with a big hard on.
I've got
an angry
hard on. All things considered, I'm going to steer away from that conversation.
Yeah, I'm walking around. I've got a sweat going.
You got a red
my
what?
Face
a red
is,
sweat?
My face is all red, and my cock is hard. And I'm furious about what?
Just saying, like,
is it too? Was that too unhinged?
No, not too unhinged.
What the fucking Blackhawks are doing?
I don't know.
What are they doing?
That I don't know. I can't answer.
They chased out. I have a bobblehead at home. I don't know how long ago they gave this away. I forgot to think about the Pat Nettie bobblehead.
Yeah,
they had it.
I have it.
They have everything you want.
We got it in the office.
There's no expiration date on that booth.
You're waiting to put that Jolly Rancher in your mouth, aren't you?
All right, what are you hard about?
I am hard about it. This time next week, the Bears will officially be at camp. Everyone, right? The 28th?
Yeah. Everybody, yep.
Everyone will be at camp for the Chicago Bears this time next week.
Good stuff, boys.
I could cut glass
with
this.
Have a good show
thing.
Later today. Enjoy the pod, everybody. We'll talk to you next week. Why don't you go fuck yourself, Tommy?